From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. As the House readies its two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to be sent to the U.S. Senate, many questions persist about how the Republican-dominated Senate will conduct an impeachment trial. In a blistering statement released a day before the House vote to send the articles to the Senate, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Republicans of engaging in a cover-up. Although some Republicans, and most notably Trump, have demanded a quick dismissal of the impeachment, the GOP may not have the 51 votes needed. If the Senate does conduct a trial, as is constitutionally required, what would it look like? Would there be witness testimonies? And would Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell closely coordinate with the White House as he promised, instead of remaining an impartial juror? My guest is Craig Holman, Public Citizens, Capitol Hill lobbyist on ethics, lobbying, and campaign finance rules. His organization has just filed an ethics complaint against McConnell. Welcome to the program, Craig.
Thanks, Sonali. Glad to be here.
So first, let's see if we can understand and explain to our audience the mechanics of what is happening this week. With the House vote on sending the articles to the articles of impeachment to the Senate, they also have to pick impeachment managers who are essentially the prosecutors of the case against Trump at the Senate trial?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure you recall that the two impeachment articles were actually approved by a large majority in the House. What's happened is Nancy Pelosi has been listening to what Mitch McConnell has been saying over on the Senate side. He is the Senate Majority Leader, so he's the one who determines how this is going to be handled on the Senate side. She's determined that he's not taking the articles seriously and is not going to preside over a fair trial. And because of that, Nancy Pelosi has been withholding the articles, trying to negotiate with Mitch McConnell to allow at least some witnesses, some evidence to even indicate that perhaps they won't just dismiss the case out of hand as soon as it goes there. The problem is Pelosi actually has no authority over Mitch McConnell. So it's become clear after a week that Mitch McConnell will probably do whatever he wants to do. And Pelosi is just going to go ahead this week and send the articles over there and appoint managers, assuming that Mitch McConnell will allow an actual impeachment trial to occur. That remains to be seen.
Now, McConnell very early on said that he would be in total coordination, I'm paraphrasing it, but it's about the same, coordination with the White House on any Senate impeachment issue. Has he changed his tune in recent weeks, or has he repeated this essentially claim, an open advertisement of being an impartial juror?
He's repeated it over and over, and that is the grounds of Public Citizens' complaints with the Senate Ethics Committee. You see, there are two different oaths that every senator has to take when it comes to an impeachment trial. One is in the U.S. Constitution, and that says that senators shall take an oath regarding the proceedings. And the oath that they take is in the Senate rules that were written in 1986 and approved unanimously in the Senate. And those rules say that each senator shall stand up and solemnly swear, I will do impartial justice, so help me God. So that is the oath that Mitch McConnell and every other senator is obligated to take at this point. And what we have actually seen instead is Mitch McConnell out there repeating over and over, not just once, that I am not impartial at all. Yeah, he keeps saying, you know, this is just a partisan mockery of a trial. He's going to treat it as such. And in fact, he goes so far as to say he is working in total coordination with the White House counsel, and that whatever is the president's position shall be his position as well. That is not impartial justice. That is not a trial that would be permissible under the oaths that I just quoted to you. You know, and sorry if I'm going on, but it's so frustrating because compare that to 1998-99, the Clinton impeachment trial. There you had the Senate leadership, Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, trying to figure out, okay, how do we do this? Because that's been the only second impeachment trial in American history. So they looked at how Andrew Johnson's impeachment trial was handled in the 1800s. They used that as guidelines, and they wanted to make sure, and these are the words of Trent Lott, that we do this in a respectable way that reflects favorably upon the institution of the Senate. Tom Daschle added to that, yes, we've got to make sure we are not coordinated or working too closely with the White House or the president. This has to be a fair trial, and quite frankly, they lived up to that standard. They rose to that sort of ethical, professional responsibility, totally unlike Mitch McConnell.
So McConnell may not be able to be held accountable by Pelosi. You mentioned she didn't have any power over him, but as you said, he's taken an oath. So who can hold him accountable? The complaint, the ethics complaint that Public Citizen filed, does it, you know, is it, where does it go, and what sort of accountability could it bring?
Well, it's really interesting. We're going to see in the next week what happens here. It isn't that Mitch McConnell has already taken the oath. It's the oath is written in Senate rules, and he is to take that oath when the trial begins.
I see.
And the trial is going to be beginning January 21st. So this puts him in an awkward situation. Is he actually going to take the oath that he's going to be impartial, so help me God? Or is he just refused to take the oath? Or more realistically, is he going to change the rules? He could change the rules right at the last minute, and we don't know what kind of rules he's coming up with. We won't know until January 21st.
So what does that mean? I mean, if he can change the rules, and of course, there isn't that much precedence for this. The Nixon impeachment never reached the Senate. And you mentioned we've had the Johnson impeachment and then the Clinton impeachment. So there aren't that many precedents. And we know that McConnell does not care about precedents, does not care about following guidelines or rules. You know, we remember what he did with Merrick Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court. And he very gleefully holds himself to a different standard. So it's possible that he could change the rules, but what does that mean? And how could he change the rules? I mean, could he, for example, say that the Senate can dismiss the impeachment trial without needing 51 votes?
Yes, he can. He needs 51 votes to change the rules. Mm-hmm. And by getting that rule change in there, he can add in the rule change that the Senate, by a simple majority, may just dismiss the entire thing and not proceed with the trial. He could do that. He could get rid of the oath of impartiality. But of course, if he does that, it's going to become public record that Mitch McConnell and the Republicans in the Senate are really just planning a kangaroo court and are not even interested in hearing the evidence. So it's an interesting situation how this is going to play out. You know, quite frankly, I don't think Mitch McConnell can take that oath of impartiality without violating the law. And how else is he going to get around that? This is going to be an interesting week coming up for us.
And of course, we should mention that McConnell is facing re-election in his home state of Kentucky this fall. And he, I'm sure, is thinking about that and thinking about how to toe the line. So let's also think about the fact that we have this idea that there are supposed to be witnesses. The Democrats want there to be witnesses. They want some of the same witnesses and maybe some new ones that the House interviewed. And the Senate has not really clearly, and some senators have said that they're going to want witnesses. Others have said no. And then you have John Bolton, National Security Advisor, former National Security Advisor of Trump, who has very direct knowledge of how the whole Ukraine scandal played out, who seems to have thrown a wrench in McConnell's goal and Trump's goal, because he has now said that if the Senate subpoenas him, he is willing to testify. Trump and Republican senators have said, oh, they're not afraid of testimonies, but they just don't want witness testimonies because they don't want to legitimize the whole impeachment sham, as they call it. So does Bolton's offer to testify put the Republicans in a difficult position?
That puts them in a difficult position, but I want to get back. So does this ethics complaint. If Mitch McConnell changes the rules to make it look like this is not a serious trial and that the Senate Republicans are not taking their jobs professionally, that may be enough to motivate a couple of these more moderate senators who are also facing election, Susan Collins and others, to suddenly side with the Democrats and say, okay, we got to treat this as a fair trial. We got to bring in witnesses. Let's do an actual trial. So it may all be in play yet. But the fact that you correctly point out that Bolton actually is very willing to testify certainly does become a major factor in determining what the final rules are going to be. The other people, by the way, that Schumer wants to have testify is Mulvaney and also Blair, both of who were chief of staffs in the White House. And then also Duffy from the Office of Management Budget, because late evidence indicates that he was aware that money was being withheld from Ukraine. So those are the potential four witnesses that Schumer's pushing for. If Mitch McConnell doesn't take this trial seriously, it may be enough to push some of the moderate Republicans into saying, okay, we have to take this trial seriously and let's bring in the witnesses.
So let's talk about some of these Republican senators. We have Mitt Romney, who's been perhaps the most outspoken critic of Trump in the Senate. And you mentioned Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, who are the sort of moderate senators that sometimes will vote, Republican senators that sometimes will vote with Democrats. The Republicans have 53 senators out of 100. And if those three senators that I just mentioned don't toe McConnell's line, then we are basically looking at a split Senate?
That is correct. It is quite possible that we could change the very rules based upon what the proceedings are going to be, come next week.
And by the way, I mentioned split Senate, but that's assuming that all Democrats fall in line, which isn't necessarily guaranteed. We do have some moderate, so-called moderate or centrist Democrats that sometimes vote with Republicans.
I have not yet identified any Democrats in the Senate who would switch on this. Even on the House side, I mean, there really were only three Democrats that switched and didn't vote for impeachment. So I've got a feeling the Democrats on the Senate side are going to remain fairly unified. Keep in mind what these initial votes are for. It's not for conviction. The initial votes are for a fair trial. And I don't think any Democrat's going to defect on that one. Whether or not we're going to get any Republicans to support a fair trial, that's the question.
So the way it would look if McConnell was behaving fairly is that ordinarily you would have House impeachment managers acting as prosecutors in a case with that is the presided over by Chief Justice John Roberts as the judge, with senators, assuming all 100 of them, as jurors. Is that sort of accurate, an accurate analogy to a traditional court case?
Yes, it is. Just to repeat this over again, though, the actual rules aren't set, so they could change the rules at any time. But the way it's been done so far is the Senate will actually sit there in silence And first they bring in the Chief Justice to preside over the proceedings. Then the House managers present their prosecution against Trump. And then Trump's White House managers present their defense.
I see.
And after that's done, then the senators can ask questions to try to get to the bottom of the case. And after that, the senators can decide by a simple majority vote, 51 votes, whether they want more witnesses or more evidence. So that's how we're going to see this play out from what we can tell so far from the existing rules.
And the Trump impeachment defense team, is this something that essentially the White House works on and coordinates and you would imagine would not be directly talking to senators?
Well, they are directly talking to senators already. I would expect the White House managers to be the White House counsel, and the White House counsel has already been in close negotiations with Mitch McConnell. Now, the White House counsel is not obligated to take an oath of impartiality. That's the Senate that has to do that.
So the White House counsel is, by the way, I should just mention Rudy Giuliani, who is Trump's personal lawyer, has been angling to be part of the defense team, and they have said no thanks. And it's just kind of shocking that he would even ask, given that he's so directly implicated in the whole Ukraine scandal at the heart of the impeachment, the just numerous conflicts of interest, if he were to be anywhere near that defense team, right?
That's correct. I mean, we don't know who the managers are going to be on either the House side or the White House. I would be really surprised if the White House would choose someone like Giuliani to serve as a manager in defense of Trump. He's been sticking his mouth in his feet for quite some time now, and that probably wouldn't help Trump very much. We don't know who any of the managers are going to be yet. It's, it'll be a decision that'll probably be made, early in the next week. By the way, I'd expect maybe Adam Schiff, Jamie Raskin, Nadler, perhaps to be the managers. They've been the instrumental people so far involved here.
Right. So we're talking likely that, do they have to be congressional representatives, or could House counsel, some of the lawyers that were involved in the impeachment hearings, also be named managers?
They can bring in outside counsel, and in all likelihood, they will do so.
Right. We do know that people like, congressmen like Schiff, our lawyers, do have legal backgrounds. And so this certainly does fall in their wheelhouse. Now, Trump and the Republicans have audaciously claimed that they want Adam Schiff and even Nancy Pelosi to be witnesses if there are to be any witnesses at all. How do you respond to that?
Well, they're also pushing for Biden to be a witness.
And Hunter Biden, his son, yeah.
Yeah, this will all be part of the negotiations we'll see happen next week. If if enough House Republicans start coming over to the Democratic side and saying, we actually do need to have a trial here, we can't just bury this, and do allow witnesses to come forth, then we're going to see a debate as to who those witnesses are going to be. Schumer's given us his wish list, and we don't know if they'd agree to that wish list. But I suspect also the Democrats would never agree to a biased list of bringing in someone like Hunter Biden. And they could probably pull off enough Republicans to avoid that. If the Republicans want to actually conduct a trial, I got a feeling the witnesses are going to be appropriate witnesses who could shed some information that we haven't heard yet.
So there's been public support for the impeachment trial to proceed. There have been polls showing that the public wants Trump removed from office. There have been protesters saying, let witnesses speak. How important is the public's role in all of this? It seems as though, because this is a trial that would be playing out in the Senate, assuming McConnell permits a trial, that it's all happening outside the realm of what the public can actually, you know, demand at this time. But it is an election year.
Very much so. I mean, keep in mind there, not a lot of people are expecting two-thirds of the Senate to join together to convict Donald Trump. What this is about, largely, is to present the case to the American public. So if the Republicans end up squashing a fair trial and turning it into a kangaroo court, that's going to reflect poorly on them when it goes into the elections. The Democrats also risk some sort of electoral backlash if they don't operate in a fair and impartial manner. This really is all about educating the American public about what's happening and seeing where Americans stand on this issue. There are some very revealing polls. I just read one that was conducted in Iowa. That didn't use Trump in it, but it said, it asked voters, do you think the president should enlist the political favors of foreign governments? And 7 in 1 Iowans, including Republicans, said, no, of course not. So we'll see how this plays out in the public. But
of course, it's an issue of what the people believe is true and what isn't.
This is very much a public trial, and you know that's inevitable. And it should be.
So finally, some Republican senators have implicated that they don't want a dismissal of the impeachment charges against Trump, but that's not because they actually want a fair trial. They want to use the idea of a Senate impeachment trial to make a spectacle that will politically damage the Democrats, hence, of course, the witness lists that include Joe Biden. How likely is that to happen?
Well, there are two ways of seeing this. And quite frankly, the Republicans who have come out so far against just dismissing the charges, and many of them tend to be the more moderate Republicans,
right,
who are viewing this as they don't want the Republican Party looking like it's just blocking and creating a kangaroo court, that they actually want trial proceedings to begin, that they could be perceived as reasonably fair and impartial so they don't face a political backlash. I think that's more the key issue rather than dismissing it in exchange as a means of trying to get Hunter Biden involved in, as a witness. That I just don't believe would happen. And by the way, I want to add the dismissing of the charges. I mean, this is something Trump has just come out with in the last couple of days. It's possible that Mitch McConnell is going to write it into their new rules, that can be an option. So we may not even see a trial. Things change from hour to hour here in Washington, D.C.
Well, Craig, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We will post a link to Public Citizen's ethics complaint against McConnell from our website, but citizen.org is where people can go to look at all your work, right?
All right. Thank you very much. A pleasure being here.
Craig Holman is Public Citizen's Capitol Hill lobbyist on ethics, lobbying, and campaign finance rules. We've been discussing how the Senate might hold an impeachment trial of Trump next week. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter, subscribe to our video channel on Vimeo, and find our audio podcast on iTunes and Spotify.